했을 것 같아.
그냥 센스를 했다.
All right, let's get turned on here. God bless you. Wonderful to be together with you this morning. Quite a topic we have here, don't we? The love of God. And of course, you know, it's springtime, right? And there's love in the air because it's springtime. And we're thinking about, oh my goodness, so many songs of love. And there's so many poems about the great subject of love. Oh my goodness, no other subject has more written about it than love. I have here what many people would say is the most famous poem about love. And this is Elizabeth Barrett Browning. How do I love thee? Let me count the ways. I love thee in the depth and breadth and height my soul can reach when feeling out of sight. And on and on and on. Well, the world has a lot to say about the love of God. But what is love? How do we define love? What does it really mean? What about this thing called love? And I've got a slide here that has a great question, a great statement. What is it about love that dominates the action of man? Nothing more motivates people than what we call love. So much has been done in history in the name of love. The grand motivator of all is love. Yes, let's talk about love today, okay? Let's talk about it. No, I don't have any romantic stories for you today. But I have something a little bit bigger, I think, that will touch your hearts. I'm not talking about puppy love. Yes, for most people, love is a most broad and all-encompassing subject. The love I want to speak about is much bigger than that. Yes, love can cause sparks. Emotions welling up. But in the world, love sometimes brings disappointment. No, love is not just about sex and feel-good stuff and heavy breathing. So what is love? What is love? You may be aware there are three Greek words that we use to describe love. Phileo, which is love with man to man. Eros, which is a little more erotic love. And then that love that only God can provide, agape love, the agape love. You know, I've had the opportunity and privilege of working God's word for over 50 years. And the subject of love is throughout the word of God. And so what I have done, and I hope this morning it'll be communicated in a way that will touch your heart, be most meaningful. I've boiled down everything to three dynamic aspects of love. And here they are. Number one, choice. Love is about a choice. It's about commitment, and it's about giving. So let's look at these dynamic aspects about love in light of the Word of God. First, choice. God, in the beginning, chose to make man and woman. Why did he do that? He must have needed some companionship, somebody to connect with. Maybe he did it out of love. Now, he had angels running around. But evidently that wasn't good enough. He wanted man to have a fellowship with. But what's even bigger than this initial creation, where God, motivated by love to make man and woman, to start life and living, there was something else that was done prior to this creation. And you know what? It's all about you. Each and every one of you that's born again of God's Spirit. God had a love for you. Each and every single person here and on the medias that we have going here today. You were in his heart before the creation of the world. Let's take a look at Ephesians chapter 1, verse 4. We'll have most of these verses up on the screen here for you. Ephesians 1, 4. According as he has chosen us in him. When? Before the foundation of the world. That we should be holy and without blame before him in what? In love. He chose you. This is a big part of love, choice. God chose you. He knew you would confess with your mouth the Lord Jesus and believe in your heart that God raised him from the dead, that you would be in his family, that you would love the Lord Jesus Christ and recognize that salvation and choose to be in his family. God knew this before the creation. That blows my mind. I don't know about you, but hey, that makes me feel a little bit special. You are very special before God because he had you in his heart before the creation. Look at Ephesians chapter 1, verse 11 and 12. In whom also we have obtained an inheritance, being predestinated according to the purpose of him who worketh all things after the counsel of his own will. I love that statement, after the counsel of his own will. He couldn't find anybody to counsel him, so he just figured it out with himself. God knows all, huh? But after the counsel of his own will, that we, you and I, born again ones, should be to the praise of his glory, who first trusted in Christ. You and I are to the praise of his glory. You know, he just goes around in heaven talking to the angels saying, boy, look at these wonderful believers out here. Look at Ian, Daryl, Jeannie, everybody out here, Paula, I can go, everybody, Bob, oh my gosh, Judy, oh, he loves you so much. He loves all of us so much. We're to the praise of his glory. That should make you feel kind of good and loved. It's not like God arbitrarily, you know, chose you or somebody to be in his family. He had it figured out. He knew you would be that special person to be in his family. He knows all about us, and he still chose us. Oh, my goodness. We don't have a slide on this, but if you want to look at it, Psalms 139. I'll read it to you. But we don't have a slide on it. But I wanted to plug this in because God does know all about us. O Lord, thou hast searched me and known me. Thou knowest my down-sitting and my uprising. Thou understandest my thought afar off. Thou compassest my path and my lying down and art acquainted with all my ways. And he still chose us. I sometimes think God has a sense of humor or whatever. So love, a big part of love is choice. Making that choice. Choosing to have that relationship that connects. Well, commitment. Let's take a look at the other aspect here. Commitment. True love is not just wishy-washy, good for one day and you forget it the next. It is not one thing one day and another next week or next month or next year. We say, I love you today, but maybe tomorrow we say, oh, I don't love you. What kind of commitment is that? When we make a choice in love to connect in our relationships, commitment makes all the difference. Are you going to stick with it? Are you going to stick with it? If you've chosen to love, really cherish, respect, have high regard for someone, then you make the commitment to continue that, to continue to love. This is real love, not man's fake love that vacillates, goes up and down and all around with emotions. You know, having the love of God, and we have the love of God shed abroad in our hearts by the Holy Spirit, don't we? Romans 5:5. We have the capacity to love like no one else could ever love because we have God's agape love within us. It's interesting. God chose Israel to be his people. Remember in the Old Testament? You know, you're familiar with the Old Testament. So he chooses this family group. Were they perfect? Were they always doing the will of the Father? How many times do you think they messed up? Oh my gosh, over and over and over and over again. Did God get rid of them right away? Or did he hang in there? His forgiveness goes far and far, doesn't it? Goes on and on and on. It went on and on for Israel. It's amazing. But God made a commitment. He chose those people and he made a commitment to work with them. Regardless of what they did, what their response was. Amazing. What about God's commitment to provide a Savior? He made a promise in Genesis 3:15 to fix what man screwed up right in the beginning. Did God stick with it? He sure did. He sure did. Amazing. God made a commitment in Genesis 3:15, which he never went back on. I think one verse really, if it really nails this commitment love, it's John 3:16. John 3:16, I think we all know it by heart. God so loved the world, right, that he gave his only begotten Son. He loved the world in spite of how screwed up the world was. He still gave his Son to do the redemptive work. Whosoever believeth in him should be not perish, but have what? Everlasting life. Wow. See, that's love. It's commitment. It's commitment. God's commitment to give up his only begotten Son, to see him die a most ugly, horrible death on the cross. Why did he do that? He loved. He was committed to love. He made a choice to redeem mankind, and he was committed in doing it. Another verse, John 15:13. Greater love hath no man than this. Here's a measurement for you. That a man lay down his life for his friends. Did Jesus Christ lay down his life? He did for the whole world. Man, we're talking about a love that's just so far bigger than this worldly man can conjure up and talk about. God's love for man and his commitment to them really is reflected throughout the whole Bible. Psalms 139, 17 and 18. I think we've got a slide on this. How precious also are thy thoughts unto me, O God. How great is the sum of them. If I should count them, they are more in number than the sand. When I awake, I am still with thee. God thinks about us a lot. When you walk on the beach next time, with all this sand, think about how much God thinks about you. That's love. That's commitment. Wow. Go to Romans 8. Romans 8:38. For I am persuaded that neither death, nor life, nor angels, nor principalities, nor powers, nor things present, nor things to come, nor height, nor depth, nor any other creature shall be able to separate us from what? The love of God. You got it. God's love has got you. And nothing, absolutely nothing can separate you from the love of God. Oh my goodness. What a love. What a love. It just, everything the world tries to do to talk about love, to demonstrate love, pales to God's love in manifestation. Doesn't it? Oof. So do you think God's love is committed to us? Amen. Amen. Well, this third aspect is giving. The one great action of love is giving. You know, God so loved the world that he gave, right? We see this in John 3:16. Let's take a look at 1 John 3:1. And this is the American Standard Version here. 1 John 3:1. Behold what manner of love the Father hath bestowed upon us, that we should be called the children of God. And we are. And we are. God loves us so much that he's made us his kids. I just, the more I see this, I just am amazed how big God's love is. And I guess when I look at the world and then I look at God's word, what a difference. What a difference. My goodness, you got to take the hell out of the world to get the word, huh? The word makes all the difference. Oh my gosh, I'm so thankful that we have God's word, that we have a source of truth that fits. And the subject's so big, it's so loving, so caring. Our God is a great God. With his love that he has manifested to us. Romans 8:31 and 32. What shall we then say to these things? If God be for us, who's going to be against us? He that spared not his own son, but delivered him up for us all, how shall he not with him also freely give us all things? And then there's 2 Thessalonians 2:16. Now our Lord Jesus Christ himself and God, even our Father, which hath loved us and hath given us everlasting consolation, comfort, encouragement, and good hope through grace. Wow. So, these three aspects, choice, commitment, and giving. When we're thinking about the love, a true love, a godly love, these are the aspects we want to think about, right? Well, what's your response? If somebody says, I love you, what's your response to that? What's your response to God says, I love you? I've loved you and I chose you before the foundation of the world. What are you going to do about it? I mean, think about in some of our different human relationships, you know, if some gal came up to me, you know, I'm in school, high school, and a gal come up to me and say, oh, I love you, Bob. I go, oh my God. Whoa. And for me to say something like that to a girl, oh my goodness. God loves you. And he's proud to say it. He loves you. He loves us so much. What's our response to that kind of love? How about Galatians 2:20? Some good ideas here in light of responding to God's love. Galatians 2:20 says, I am crucified with Christ, nevertheless I live, not I, but Christ liveth in me. And the life which I now live in the flesh, I live by the faith of the Son of God, who loved me and gave himself for me. how else can you respond? 1 Peter 1:22. 1 Peter 1:22. Seeing you have purified your souls in obeying the truth through the Spirit unto unfeigned love of the brethren, see that you love one another with a pure heart fervently. Man, our relationship in the body of Christ should be so sweet, so caring, so loving, so forgiving. Man, oh man, we want to, our response is to love God first, right? And love our neighbor, love our brother and sister in Christ. Just a quick quote, Galatians 5:13, by love serve one another. But this last verse that I want to share with you, Mark 12:30. This is our response. And thou shalt love the Lord thy God with all thy heart, with all thy soul, with all thy mind, and with all thy strength. This is the first commandment. Love God. God wants to be loved. He certainly made a choice in how he loves us, huh? And he made a commitment to us. He gave his son so that we could have his love. So we want to love him, right? With all our heart, soul, mind, and strength. So I trust you've seen what love is really all about. It is what God says it is, not what man says. It is making a godly choice and then making a commitment to fulfill it, and it's characterized by giving. When we have experienced God's love in our life, our only response is to love our Heavenly Father back with the same love that he gave us. We choose him. We're committed to him, and we give our life to our God, our Heavenly Father, and we love the brethren. Well, to close out, I want to play a special song for you. And I think the words, the lyrics are on here. But as you listen to this song and see the words, talk to the Father. Let him know how much you really love him. Okay? Let's listen to this song. Thank you. You are our heart's desire. You are everything to us. We do worship you, Father, because you have done such a fantastic work for us, that you would give us life, that you would put us in your family, that you would think about us the way you do, as the sand of the sea. Oh my goodness, Father. May we just rise up in the depth of our heart and recognize your love. And then love you back. Worship you. And love one another. Thank you for this life that you've given us. In the name of Jesus Christ, amen. Amen. Now let's live the love of God this week, big time, like we've never had before. You're God's best.